Morning, dear brothers and sisters.
Morning.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Please turn with me to Genesis chapter 22 and verse 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 and 2. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt offering, for a burnt offering, upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Also, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 8. I think we haven't read this chapter for a while, I think. Now, verse 1 to 6. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Loving, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I come before thy throne of grace. And Father, we want to thank you for calling us out from darkness, from sin, and giving us this beautiful life of righteousness and peace. And Lord, help me to open this word and divide this word, and bless every soul which hear the word, that they may be refreshed and blessed and be encouraged. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. A very familiar portion from Genesis chapter 22. I wouldn't like to read the whole scripture portion, but I would like to just bring the first portion we read. Few of you may not know this story. There was a man, Abraham. It was about 4,000 years before I speak this, about 2,000 years before Jesus came, and 4,000 years as I speak. And by the time we read this story, he is about 115 or 20 years old. And he has a beautiful son, Isaac, maybe like a rat's age. He did not have children for many years. And God blessed him. According to the promise, at the age of 99 or 100, he had a child of a promised seed. His name was Isaac. Abraham would have spent a lot of good time with his son, Isaac. Most of you have children now. And nieces and nephews where you spend time, and they're very dear to us, isn't it? And imagine how hard would have been asking, what was the commission we read first and two? Go into the land of Moriah. And on that one mount, I will tell thee. And on that mount, you will offer your son as a sacrifice. One thing Abraham knew was there was a covenant made to Abraham that from Isaac, From his seed, all the nations shall be blessed. For Isaac, there was no son yet. And God, Abraham knew in his heart, even Isaac, if he offer, God can raise him up back. That's a beautiful scripture of chapter 22, because we see Abraham's obedience, faith. He had many servants. He was a very rich man. If you read the story, he got up early in the morning. He probably even didn't tell to Sarah. He cut the wood himself for the offering. And he took a donkey, an ass. Incidentally, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, Jesus also came by an ass. It was, please note, it was about 70 miles from Beersheba to Mount Moriah. 3 days' journey. It was 3 days' journey. And they had to walk. Jesus was separated by his Father 3 days. One of the greatest suffering for Jesus was, my Father, why thou forsake me? More than physical was a separation from Father. 3 days he was buried and he rose again the third day. Isaac took the wood upon him on the mountain. Abraham put the wood on Isaac as he carried. Jesus carried the cross. And beautiful story we end on the chapter is, when Abraham was about to offer Isaac, the angel of the Lord stopped. And in that place, God offered a ram as a substitute. So if you summarize this, you see everything. The beautiful gospel, the picture of Jesus became your substitute and my substitute.